Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Dr. Brand, I want to talk about a slightly controversial issue today. That is student athletes who become pregnant. We've seen this in the news a little bit here, either with student athletes maybe losing a scholarship or one who says she was forced into an abortion by a school because she wanted to keep that scholarship. Can you weigh in on the topic for us?
Yes. Title IX, to the best of my recollection, makes it illegal to take away a scholarship because of pregnancy. The NCAA allows a student athlete to take time off without losing eligibility. It's immediately replaced. Scholarships are given by schools, not by the NCAA, on a year-to-year basis, and institutions have that ability internally to set policies about when they want to give scholarships to students or not, and that's most often on the basis of performance. And so whether they believe that some student athlete is now no longer able to perform at the rate or the quality level that they were before is an open question. The issue about whether a young lady is being forced to an abortion because of the potential loss of scholarship, I find morally repugnant. I mean, that is absolutely unthinkable, and we should never let that happen. But what the real question is really, what should be the best practices in terms of university policies, in terms of renewing scholarships and keeping young women on scholarship while they are pregnant. We've turned this over to the Committee for Women's Athletics, the CWA, and we're expecting a report by them, and they are looking into it, and we should have a more uniform policy, a more consistent policy nationally after their recommendations come in.
Why are these institutional decisions? You went back and you said that scholarships are administered by schools, not by the NCAA. Why?
Institutions decide who they want to give scholarships to. I mean, who they think can perform at the highest levels that they need. And we can't, at the national office, replace our judgment for what happens on the campuses. But we do have certain policies about when student athletes are eligible, when you can take away scholarships. We talk about fair procedure. If a scholarship is taken away, what recourse does a student athlete have to appeal that and to make sure that they're treated fairly? We also have a requirement, as does every state in the union, to follow the law. And in that case, again, by Title IX, a scholarship cannot be taken away.
A female student athlete becomes pregnant. She has the baby. School removes her scholarship and says it's because of performance. How are we supposed to determine if that's the case or if she's being biased against? Is that something CWA is going to look into?
I think what they'll look into is the procedures and process for making that determination. The scholarships for athletics have to be based upon the ability to perform. These are not need-based scholarships, and they're not scholarships for academic merit. They're scholarships for athletic performance. Within certain limits. And I think if the student athlete feels that she has been unfairly judged, there has to be some fair, open, objective procedure in which that judgment could be made. And I would hope that CWA would come back with the best practices for setting up the processes on each campus so that we can consistently, across all our members, make that determination.
Well, it's definitely a hot-button issue, and we're going to keep our eyes on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.